This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli airstrike in the occupied West Bank killed a Hamas commander and four others on Saturday, the militant group's media reported, and the Israeli military said it had killed four more gunmen in a separate airstrike. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The Israeli military said the first airstrike hit a vehicle near the city of Tul Kam, targeting a militant cell it says was on its way to carry out an attack. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad groups claimed the other four men involved there as its fighters. Hours later, a second Israeli strike targeted another group of armed militants who Israel's military says had fired on troops. It added that forces had killed four more gunmen in that strike, during what it described as a counter-terrorism operation in Tul Kam. The Palestinian Health Ministry said five men had been killed in the first strike, and news agency Wafa said four people died in the second. Region-wide tensions soared this week after Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Tehran on Wednesday. Israel neither claimed nor denied responsibility for the incident.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. Russia reports Ukrainian drone barrage on its regions, and Kyiv says it hit an airfield. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Russian officials say Ukrainian forces targeted multiple Russian regions overnight with a massive drone barrage. Russia's defense ministry said its air defense systems intercepted and destroyed 75 drones over several regions near the Ukrainian border and in the Ryazan region deeper inside Russia. Ukraine's general staff said its forces struck an airfield in Morozovsk, hitting ammunition depots with guided air bombs, as well as fuel depots in various Russian regions. In the Oryol region, two drones crashed into a residential high-rise building, causing a brief fire, according to the local governor. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
This is VOA News. Police in Somalia say 32 people died and 63 others were wounded in an attack on a beach hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the story.
A police spokesman told journalists Saturday that one soldier was killed in the Friday night attack and that the rest were civilians. Al-Qaeda's East Africa affiliate Al-Shabaab said through its radio that its fighters carried out the attack. Witnesses reported an explosion followed by gunfire. Lido Beach, a popular area in Mogadishu, is bustling on Friday nights as Somalis enjoy their weekend. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Renewed street violence in British cities on Saturday left several police officers injured as they faced a fourth day of unrest following the murder of three young girls in northwest England earlier in the week. A shoe shop in the east coast city of Hull was set on fire amidst the violence, while mounted police clashed with protesters in the southwestern city of Bristol. Authorities in Hull said four people were arrested and three officers were injured. Riots involving hundreds of anti-immigration protesters have erupted in several towns and cities in recent days after false information spread rapidly on social media that the suspect in Monday's knife attack at a dance class for children in Southport was a radical Muslim migrant. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump proposed to debate Democratic U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Fox News on September 4th, and the Harris campaign said Trump is trying to back out of a debate that had been set to run on ABC. Alex Cohen from Reuters has more.
Well, Donald, I do hope you'll reconsider to meet me on the debate stage.
Democratic U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris taunted Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump earlier this week after he backed out of a debate with her. Now he has proposed to debate her on Fox News on September 4th. On Saturday, Trump said on Truth Social that Harris is afraid to do it and that he will see her on September 4th, quote, or I won't see her at all. Earlier, he said the ABC debate has been terminated in that President Joe Biden will no longer be a participant and because he is in litigation with ABC. The debate over the debate comes after Harris on Friday secured the delegate votes needed to clinch the Democratic U.S. presidential nomination.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. Simone Biles and Katie Ledecky led a strong showing for the United States at the Paris Olympics as both Americans added to their gold medal collection on day 8 of the Games. Biles won her 7th gold and 10th overall medal by winning the vault. She has now won 3 golds in Paris. Ledecky joined Michael Phelps as the only swimmers to win an event at 4 straight summer games. Taking the 800-meter freestyle for the 4th time, Ledecky won her 9th Olympic race to match 4 others for 2nd in any Games. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.